Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio. Radio. Radio.
Yo, it's the Wicked Wild Child. When I want to listen to some real hip-hop and real talk, I'm tuned in to MCMI Radio. LR Blitzkrieg, GMS, hosting the illest show in New York.
If you a hatin' ass nigga, be quiet. If you a 100 nigga, make noise. If you a gold digger, bitch, don't try it. If you flying, got your own, make noise. Yo, we in here, you know about us. Bad women, all around us. Brothers with a bang that ain't afraid to sound it. And I'm so high, but I stay grounded.
Cause a rich kid party, yeah, high. We got the belt, we got the Henny and the smelly. We got plenty and many women, pick whoever you like. We going stupid, Nana rinse another exclusive. Real shits, all in my ear like Q-tips. This is a vibe called Quest. I'm high more or less, no stress. Throw smoke, exhale, ah, yes. Feels better than raw sex. No, I'm lying. The feeling is inspiring when we light up like sirens. Cheapin' like a tyrant, the opposite of violent. Unless you get me vexed and catch a knuckle to your eyelids. Anyways, back to this broad, she's so bad. Calling me Papa soon as I hear that I'm ghost dad. I'm on that cannabis, choking without a notepad. I know she bout it, she got condoms in a coach bag.
If you a hatin' ass nigga, be quiet. If you a 100 nigga, make noise. If you a gold digger, bitch, don't try it. If you flying, got your own, make noise. Yo, we in here, you know about us. Bad women, all around us. Brothers with a bang that ain't afraid to sound it. And I'm so high, but I stay grounded.
Elephant in the room, like who in here's a who? I soul full, but my big toes bruised. So the only thing that don't got soul is my shoes. I met this shorty in the mood, applying medicine to her lungs. She say fuck tomorrow raw, because that nigga may never come. And like a nosy dog, keep your head up when you're on the run. I got that Bailey's from Jamaica, mix and make it for better rum. And the nigga was getting high, so my eyes low with a calm flow. Got some bomb weed and a bomb hoe and some bomb bait, that's fine, bro. I love New York, but these women out in Toronto, wish they would give me the cut down the middle, but I ain't Rondo or Alonzo. But bet before the morning, I make it rain. Get your poncho. And when the women are swarming, I make the brain in my poncho. And get lost like she Gretel and I'm Hanzo. I got so much game, I should be a con.
If you a hatin' ass nigga, be quiet. If you a 100 nigga, make noise. If you a gold digger, bitch, don't try it. If you flying, got your own, make noise. Yo, we in here, you know about us. Bad women, all around us. Brothers with a bang that ain't afraid to sound it. And I'm so high, but I stay grounded.
No afro puff, with my stubs on my feet and my shirt arm cuffed. I mean, who the hell flyer than this kid with wings to burn it up like Richie after 16 blunts? Party in progression, all the dames in one section. Moving, grooving, booty and hips, it's so blessing. And Mr. Washington, oh, Mr. Porter, my correction. It's macking on the shorty with the body by the exit. So hectic, flows are perfected, perfected by pros that flow a dope message. Scooping up biddies for fun with no effort. The chickie with the honey brown eyes is so tempting. And yo, we got the jazz, the styles, and some other dope things. The honeys like the beat, cause it got the dope swing. Just let the music bump as the party goes in. Swing.
If you a hatin' ass nigga, be quiet. If you a 100 nigga, make noise. If you a gold digger, bitch, don't try it. If you flying, got your own, make noise. Yo, we in here,
world. I go by the name Cords Cordero. You are now listening to MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk, hosted by my boys GMS and LR Blitzkrieg every Friday night. MCMIReport.com. Get all your hip-hop needs met.
Type of shit you gotta have your shit on point for. SD, please excuse the delay. You know it takes time for perfection. And we do strive for perfection. Yeah. App Solar System. The best.
I got dreams, I got goals, aspirations, of plaques that are platinum and gold. This is fact, not for show. This is actually happening. I'll have you know, I mastered my craft. Faster than average, laughing you slowpokes, I'm after the cash. Cause solo is so broke that I need a cash. Please understand, this ain't quite what it may seem. This rap shit ain't all that it's cracked up to be. So until my name ring like the Liberty Bell, I'ma raise hell. It rains and it pours so much it can fill a well. And I know that well, and if you don't then know well. Got a dime of kush trying to double the tree. Like the hotel, a blunt to the face, only time I take a L. And I never fail, even if I slip and fall. I get up, dust myself off, and pick up where I left off. You know what?
I got too much heart to stop and give up on my dreams, so I won't. And I refuse to let you tell me that I can't, so I don't. I've been struggling, trying to see it till the end, and I will.
They keep on whining, I keep on crying. Stacking this paper to get up my shine. I know the sunshine right after the rain. Deal with the pain and I never complain. Born in the struggle, my mind is a muscle. I go so hard with the grind and the hustle. Learning this game not to screw up the biz. This ain't about me, I just do for my kids. I'm working, no play, got no time for no hoes. I said so, I'm trying to accomplish my goals. Love for the crab, but it's all for the cream. The stress on my back, trying to build up my team. Niggas gon' hate, but shit, most of them fake. I pay it no mind, I just stack up my cake. Don't know how to fail, homie, that ain't my thing. But better believe I'ma get to my dream. Yeah.
And give up on my dreams, so I won't. And I refuse to let you tell me that I can't, so I don't. I've been struggling, trying to see it till the end, and I will. Cause it's evident.
Get money, stay positive.
Little nigga with a dream like Dr. King.
Dream.
I want the fancy cars.
Maybe.
I want rock the bling.
Sure, I
want the pretty girls.
Yes.
I want the big house.
Cause.
I want my mama living somewhere far away out.
Me.
I want my kids going to school with the wife.
Believe that.
I want a sneaker deal. Somebody call Nike.
Call em.
I want to shoot movies. Somebody call Spike Lee.
Call em.
This for the kids in the ghetto just like
I
me.
I love y'all.
If you want it, then get it. You got to work for it.
Go.
I wouldn't want it if I didn't have to work for it.
Go.
So I grind and I push. Then I push some more.
Push.
I ain't in, but I'm right at the front door.
They see me.
You know you close when the haters start hating.
Hater.
You know you close when the real start faking.
What happened?
I keep a law first.
A law.
And I go hard.
Hard.
I came from nothing. It's only right I show off.
I got too much heart to stop and give up on my dreams, so I won't.
MCMI.
You.
Straight up. Like. I'm always dunking on fucking Dikembe Mutombo, man.
La música de Harry Potter.
Yo. Hang 10 on the Donald Takayama, nose rider, hoes after the show diver. You know I'm talking about vagina. Puerto Rican dope face wearing liner. Drink from the goblet that was dope cause I was chosen. First pick on the surf shit. Reverse whip on some shorty. Keep the iron in your purse shit. Get your shirt lift. I'm into spending hundreds reckless. I'm on some next shit. Chinese staircase necklace, rolling Lexus 420, SCST. Be doing fucking endos on a jet ski. Rolling hundreds of the best tree. Hoop it up, I'll put myself against your best three. Dunk on the Kimbe. If not for minor setbacks, I would have been paid. Walk with a pimp leg. It's me.
Yeah. It's me, once the motherfucking game.
big fucking body. You know what I'm doing.
The word flipped like Ozzy Smith. The whip was Olivish. The fact I'm gorgeous gained acknowledgement. My eyes are sharper than a pilot. Pilot screaming kamikaze. Shit, pass that boom bye bye Z. I'm hitting skins cause I'm fresh. Smoking dope. Had the homie there, gave the bitch the okie doke. 11,000 on the overcoat, straight from Nova Scotia. Hover on boats, wine for summer notes.
Straight exquisite shit. $1,000 dinners at Red Lobster. Catch me in the water, using your mom like a jet ski.
I spit the rum in the rooster's face, born with exclusive taste. Make the caddy candy orange with the fusion base. Make my shorty milk chocolate with the Cuban waist. Gun in the waist, quick to shoot the Jake. I view the lake while I chew the steak. The estate came with the lake. The lake came with the boat. The boat came with the leather seats. Dark skin just like Heather B. Look like a shark in a 7 series. The leather trench with the feather earring. Racing package, better steering. Hide the cheddar in the ceiling. I'm peeling for reeling.
Yeah, it's me, man. You know what time it is, man. It's the motherfucking summertime. It's my time to shine. I'm out here in all my
MC,
I ain't old nigga, you just new nigga, you confused nigga, I'm a true spitter. Take that bait like new clippers, rash still hot like Lucifer. Wild Wild West, I'm a true gritter, and I cruise sipping on the few liquors. Burner and sad, cream color jack, AC pumping, I'm a cool whipper with a new stripper. Use a trick, use tipper, undo zippers. Hand my dick to your bitch like a wick on a candlestick, so I'm a few glitter. That's when she blew, that's all she do. She ain't that smart, but giving brains is all she knew. Ha. Catch me lounging in Honolulu, sip go-go juice like Honey Boo-Boo. Your rap nerves are dodo birds, my flow insane, I'm kinda cool-cool. And I'm here for the long haul, I have a finger, my watch looking like Stoneball. Fuck female Facebook friends, poker online like Bodog. No dog, nigga, that means you hit no run. These pussy niggas' vagina, that makes your clit your tongue. And since I don't respect you, I hope the streets neck you. Leave your body in the box, may Jesus resurrect you. Operation, overthrow, quote for quote, Nick Bag versus a bag of dope. Really don't matter, I wanna vote. You can talk that shit while I'm not around. You set them up and I knock them down. I handle biz, is what it is. I'm just doing me, stacking it up, talking all crazy, backing it up. Pants hanging on my ass, pants back too much. Some way from the days of bagging up. Don't forget wild and acting up. I can't let it go, I ain't had enough, day. So don't you worry how I get mine. Never come off it, it's called the grind. In two times. D to the E, M to the R to the I to the C to the K. That's the government name, ain't nothing to hide or much to explain. I smoke weed, I drink liquor, I fuck bitches like you do. Maybe not, I'm an 80s baby, flow crazy hot. 808 in your parking lot, and they loud too. Don't adjust your dive tune, we locked in to be knocking. It's not an option, we cannot lose. You pocket watching, you need to stop, but that's something that you can't do.
Real, but you contradict. I'm confident I'm gonna conquer this. Action folks on each continent. Shit, I'm convinced you incompetent. All your homeboys like, fuck that nigga. Your baby mom's like, I fuck that nigga. I'm from where hood rats be like, you get money, girl, you better cuff that nigga. Don't get in the ring. Blood on the court, I be killing your team. This shit is extreme. My shit is so dope, I'm supplying the fiends. Dick is so big, it don't fit in my jeans. Get off it, Lord. Give my dick some room to breathe. Don't suffocate this fool for thought, so stuff your face. Judging the jury, nigga, fuck your case. Fuck your life. Mad at me like I fucked your wife. Probably did. Was that slut your wife? Oh, the hoe. Around the way, she get fucked on sight. It ain't no way that I can help you out. Don't let another nigga bail you out. Cause I was told a long time ago, talk and teaching your closest folks to be the ones that'll sell you out. Look, niggas better pay homage. So much drive, nigga, check my mileage. Look at all this noise I've been making. Making sure you niggas live in silence. So my real niggas stand up. All y'all fake niggas be quiet. Y'all kept asking for hits. B and D turns bitch to a riot.
MCMI.
MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, back in the place. What's good, LR Blitzkrieg?
Chillin'. We back. It's been a while. Been on vacation. Laying on the beach.
I don't even know how long this was. It 3 weeks or was it four? I don't know.
We just
took off August.
Yeah.
It's hard doing these shows week after week. You know, it's a lot of work. And we're doing a lot of other things behind the scenes as well, a lot of music and events. So we just took August off, but we're back to give you more real hip-hop, real talk. You know what I mean?
Word.
And MCMI Radio, shout out to Sixth Man Radio.
Word.
So we usually talk about events, and that's every week. And there's been mad events since we last had a show, so I don't think we can really cover all of them.
This has been an insane hip-hop summer in New York. Insane.
Word. The summer of hip-hop, definitely. Well, you know, we have some big announcements that we're going to be making soon, not this episode, but over the next week or two, having to do with the radio show, the label, the site. We've got a lot of stuff that's going to launch in the next couple weeks. So if for some reason you're listening to MCMI Radio and you're not connected to us, either through Facebook, Twitter, or our mailing list or something, go join. Join us on Facebook. You can check out our Facebook page at mcmireport.com. Go to Facebook and actually type our website in a search. We have a page for that. You know, look us up on Twitter at mcmireport and our individual Twitters at lr_blitzkrieg, at gms_mcmi. You know, find a way to get connected because you're not going to want to miss out on what we have in store for you.
I before E, people. Blitzkrieg. I before E, except after C. Come on, go back to school, people. Stop getting it wrong. It's not EI, it's IE. All right. Let's go ahead, Chief. Sorry. Had to rant for me.
No, that's cool. No doubt. Well, yo, we have a special guest host with us tonight, and he's going to be a big part of things in the future as we expand our show. So let's bring him in right now. Let him know who it is. Wait, I'm going to give him a nice build-up. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest host. It's good, man. Tell him who you are. Introduce yourself.
Yo, what's up?
Who this?
James.
Get off my radio show. Hold on, man.
Nah, I think you just labeled the callers wrong.
Yeah, we'll come
all
back
right,
to James.
That was one of our listeners, but we'll get back to him later.
Yep. What's going on, world? It's Mr. Mack in the place. MCMI Radio.
Coffee, good Lord.
Well, I got to drink coffee. Damn, caffeine's bad.
Turn it up.
Chill, Kevin Hart. I'm good. Like, what's going on, everybody? What's happening, world? It's your man, Mr. Mack, MCMI Radio, Plizzle, Plague, Army of the 12, QM5, BQE, all those good letters that make really dope things, and I'm one of those guys. So what's happening? Radio world, we're in a place. How y'all feeling?
We're feeling great. I'm feeling amazing. Stupendous.
Are they spelling your name right?
I hope so. I don't know. We'll see how many, you know, more new followers I get, and then we'll get the other people to be like, hey, we couldn't follow you, and then, you know, have to smack them.
I know how uncomfortable that makes you. It's just a damn shame your name is so complicated. It should be like mine, at MRMECC. See how easy that was? You can follow me on Twitter, Vine, Instagram, all those things, same letters, MRMECC. See, it's just five quick joints. Got you. MRMECC. No I before E except after C or IEYOU and sometimes Y like this. None of that other stuff. It's just five quick joints. And I'm done.
Fuck you, Mecca. Fuck you.
You son of a bitch!
Yo, Mecca. So you've been hosting a lot of shows. You've been doing a lot of music. You've been rapping. You've been doing. Writing, you've been talking about people, making people feel bad about themselves. What's going on with you? Did I lose everybody? What the fuck happened? Sing Mecca just got
that
dropped.
That is wildfowl. I have not been talking about a bunch of people.
Oh, okay.
But I have been talking stuff.
Nah, I've read a couple of articles you wrote. You've been talking about people.
Oh, well, yeah, those. That happened. Well, I mean, it's not like they didn't have it coming. When I talk about people, you're talking about my column, we call it Where Were Your Boys? It's on theurbandaily.com. I just did one on Rick Ross. I did one on Robin Thicke. I had to hit up Earl Sweatshirt, Nicki Minaj, and Khaled. Sometimes I just got to let people have it.
Like I said, you said it wasn't happening. You've been talking about people.
Yeah, no,
I'm not
saying
that they don't deserve it. I'm just saying that, you know, you let people know, you know, their shit's kind of stinks sometimes.
You're right. I can't even, there's no way around it. I've definitely been talking about people, but only when they give me something to talk about.
And you've been hosting a lot of joints this summer. Tell them some of the joints that you rocked at and some of the joints that you also hosted.
Oh, definitely at the top of the list was the KRS-One show at SOBs. It was crazy. I think we got footage. We got some photos. He did his thing, rocked for like a solid 45 minutes. Could have been an hour. I feel bad for the people in the front row because KRS-One sweats like Patrick Ewing on the line in the fourth quarter. And if you're not paying attention, you will catch all that. So, you know, you can't even hold up candles at his show because those shits are going out.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but I had a lot of people tell me, like, this is that, you know, not just, of course, everybody knows that KRS-One is one of the best, you know, live performers there are, but they were like, this is just, like, one of the best shows that they've been to in forever, you know.
It's the kind of thing that you got to see to believe. You can hear it all you want. People can tell you all you want. I know you know. I'm not talking about you specifically, but
right. If
for those out there who have never seen the KRS-One show, make it a point to get out and see these legends and see why they are legendary. Like, go see for yourself. Don't just hear the old heads tell you. Like, go check that out because it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and I hosted the 2 to 5 Mega Show, the last one.
Yeah, the very next day we were back at the same spot, B.B. King's. 2 days in a row you guys hosted B.B. King's. It's kind of crazy. But,
no, it's SOB's the first night and B.B. King's the second night.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, it was retarded over there, the very final last Q5 Mega Show for now. I know they say it's the last one, but let somebody sell 100,000 copies, we'll have another one.
Of course.
The people came from all over the planet Earth, literally. I spoke to people from England, Australia, Russia, China, and, of course, the Ratchet Republic showed up. And,
the Ratchet
Republic. It was a really
good
night.
The Ratchet Republic.
Okay. So, Blitz, you rocked that day. Mech, did you see Blitz's performance? And Blitz, did you see Mech's performance?
Yes,
Blitz?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I want y'all to critique each other because we're MCs in the cypher, right? So what would you say about Blitzkrieg's solo performance at the Mega Show, Mech?
I honestly don't have any critiques. Like, he went out there and did what he did. The crowd loved him. The song was rocking. The energy stayed high. Like, I really don't... I'm looking for something to say, but I honestly don't have any critiques. It's a Blake thing, you know. He did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's the normal for us, but like for as far as other MCs are concerned, he was like above and beyond. But for us, that's just, you know, a Tuesday.
Yeah.
See, man, you guys are not cooperating. I'm trying to insinuate beef between the crew and get some.
You didn't ask
radio.
Me. You didn't ask me what I thought of Mech this before.
All right, Blitz. Go ahead, give it to us. What did you think of Mr. Mech's performance at the QM5 Mecca?
That shit was aight. You know, it was cool. You know, he did went up there, he rapped his little raps and shit. It was cool, whatever, you know. But, you know, I'm more John Blaze than that. I got more John Blaze shit than that.
Word.
I'm the king of Queens, son. I'm the king of Queens. Fuck that. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm the king of Queens.
It was... It was crazy. There was a group that performed. You know, all the QM5 roster performed. A lot of guests, you know, came on and did a verse or a song before you know, the main
actor. Wait,
hold
on, hold on. I just want to clear the shit up. I was just joking. Mecca is very dope. He did his thing, as always. Crowd loved it. You know.
Aww.
But a Q5 crowd is just the best crowd you could very possibly have. Like, you know, it's like, that crowd is like, man, if you never performed in front of a crowd before and you get that crowd first, you're going to be in for some very rude awakenings later on, because everybody's not going to treat you the way Q5 crowd treats you. They just love the music. And, of course, we always give them good music, so, you know, they have a reason to react that way. But, yeah.
Word. I was having some conversations backstage with Substantial and Tone and some of the members of Cunnilingus, and, you know, we're talking about what you're saying about the Q5 crowd, and you know, Tone was sort of he was giving it up and saying, like, it's partially because a lot of people fly in, and in other places besides New York, crowds are just more responsive. They like their artists and they came to be entertained. And sometimes in New York, you know, people go out to a show, pay money, and then stand around looking grumpy, right, Mac? But in this case, like, the New York Q5 fans even are not like that. They give it up, exactly like what you're saying. So it's not – I was, you know, disagreeing with him, saying it's not really that's not the case with this show. That is the case with hip-hop shows in general. Out of town, you get more love sometimes. But it really is a dope night. And that was the last mega show, right? So-called. You know, they announced it was the final – the final mega show. So we'll see what they have in store. You know, are they going to come up with a new show? Are they going to change branding? Are they going to do something different with the label? Nobody knows, and that's, you know, they're generating mystery and getting a lot of attention on that. And, of course, all the artists totally killed it, and they totally killed it at every mega show I've ever been, so it's kind of redundant to even talk about it. But there was one new group that performed that totally bodied everybody, and that was the Comma Gang.
Comma Gang. Comma Gang did their thing, man. I love Comma Gang. Fuck that.
Now, Mech, did you know about Comma Gang before they performed? Or did you, like, finding out what's going on, same as everyone else? Being that you're the host, I'm saying, did you know anything about
that? No, I didn't know who those motherfuckers were. I don't know who invited them. There was a lot of, you know, the pants were everywhere except for on asses. Dudes up there with pants around the ankles and knees, and there was, like, tattoos in places there shouldn't be tattoos, and, like, a lot of colorful bandanas. I'm not exactly sure what was happening on stage. Remember when I said the Ratchet Republic showed up? I meant
right.
The Comma Gang.
Comma Gang.
Yo, does anyone know, either of you know, do they have their mega show videos up? Because, like, in the past ones, you could go and you could look on YouTube and you could see, like, you know, 2010 mega show intro or whatever. Because a lot of people just really want to see the beginning of the show. They can't wait for that video because they always make a crazy intro video. And this year's was, like, the whole show. It kept coming back, newscasts and interviews and stuff throughout the entire mega show. So it's really dope. But I do hope they put that online, because I want people who didn't go to the show to see it, you know, and to see, like, the genius of that. I know there's a lot of work put in. All the animation, different people playing parts, you know, different actors and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was definitely really good.
So what else we got to talk about with our new... Say what?
Go ahead. No, I just said it's Labor Day weekend, but go ahead.
Yeah, it is Labor Day weekend. It's going to be a lot of ratchet people out in the streets of Brooklyn. Throwing powder at people and shit. I love it. Used to live over there by Eastern Parkway. It's a good time.
So,
lots of ass.
Mr. Mix, rewind his mic. He's going to get back on in a minute. So if you guys out there want to call us up, there's a few people on the lines right now. It looks like we have one caller that wants to talk, but we'll get to you in a minute. But for those of y'all that want to call in and say what up, it's 646-478-3599. Let me put Mech back on. Mech, check your mic. I just plugged you in again. Yo, Mr. Mack.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
What are you doing over there? What's going on? What's that?
Technical difficulties, man, but we got it ironed out. It's cool.
Yeah, much better the way we are now. We got this.
It's better, right? Cool. Nah, he had to go into another piece.
Oh, Lord have mercy. What an excellent show this is.
I feel like Gladys Knight in a pit lesson in the middle of the show.
Thanks. I'm happy to be a pit.
Well, yo, so for those that don't know, Mr. Mech is going to be a regular co-host now on the show in the future. He'll be here all the time. So now there's three of us.
Takes a bow. Third Musketeer, takes a bow. Shout out to Wild Child. I'm no replacement, but I'm here. Takes a bow.
Word. So Mech, what is your next performance? I know you have something today, or are you just backing up pack? There's some show tonight, right?
Yeah, today we're going to be at 87 Ludlow. I don't know exactly what the show is. If anybody out here knows Pac FM, you know he's just about as random as it gets. He hits me up, says, yo, 87 Ludlow Street tonight at 8 o'clock in LES. And I say, I'll be there. And that's pretty much the end of that. So 87 Ludlow, 8 o'clock, me and Pac FM will be doing something that people should like if they like rap music and something that people will like even if they don't like rap music.
Word.
Comic
Gang Tourette's. Yeah, but it's just a, you know, we're going to go down there and do the thing. I'm warming up for a couple of albums that I got prepped and ready. Finally got distribution, so those are ready to come out. Just got the artwork done, so everything's going to be ready to cook. I can explain we'll be dropping inside of the next month, and Last Exit will be coming out immediately following that, warming up a nice little college tour. So everything is everything. We got a good looking run going. Got to put those MCMI logos real big and gaudy on the front. So there's gonna be some things for people. Yeah, like extra gaudy. You just gotta look real disrespectful on the front. Like my picture needs to be smaller than the logo. It's just gotta be disrespectful.
You can just cover your face with the MCMI logo. That'd be fresh.
Or something. Like something to that effect.
Massively
disrespectful to everything. Right where my face is supposed to be, just open up a big biohazard symbol across my face.
Yeah, that'll work.
So listen, are we still talking about hip hop stuff? Because there's definitely a couple of things I want to get into. Drake finally responded to Kendrick Lamar's talk.
That was kind of the most disrespectful like comeback of all of them.
Yeah, he shitted by not shitting. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, I'm going to not even make this seem important.
He just looks soft to me, though. Like, you're a month and a half late, dummy. Like, that's number one. Number two, you sound like a real sissy telling us that Kendrick's not outdoing you on any platform, but we don't hear no bars. Like, that sounds...
He didn't even say outdoing. He said Kendrick's not murdering me on any platform. He's like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds cute. That's cute. But we don't hear no bars. Like, if you here's my thing. If you're not responding back with music, I don't really want to hear from you. Like, it needs to be done with music. If you're not responding back with music and you're a quote-unquote MC, a rapper, and you have quote-unquote bars, you're supposed to respond back with music, not with talk. To me, that's just as corny as people who tweeted through it. Like, don't tweet through it. Respond, motherfucker.
Right. Well, while we're on the subject then, let's talk about these responses, because Drake's response was sort of like, you're beneath me, I don't have to make a response. This is not affecting
which
me.
Which he knows is a lie.
But a lot of people who weren't even mentioned on the song and felt some type of way, you know, came out with different angles and different responses, you know?
Well, there were responses there were twofold. There were, number one, right, there were responses, actually threefold. There were responses to the names from the names that he mentioned. All the people he said he was going to shut out, right? Then there were responses to people who he did not mention who felt slighted by not being mentioned. And then there were responses from MCs who are of New York and decided that he's the king of New York was just disrespectful. So it was really a three-tiered response, and depending on who you spoke to or who you were listening to, you got a different angle of the response.
And we're going to play some of them. We're not going to play all of them because a lot of people just had a verse and a beat, and they were like, oh, I'm going to get a bunch of views on this, and they just called it a Kendrick response, and maybe they mentioned something about King of New York or something, but you know, some of the more relevant ones we're going to rock, and if you guys want to weigh in on your opinions,
I'm just letting you know, I'm going to quit this radio show if you play more than 10 seconds of Papoose's shit.
Wow.
I didn't even upload
him.
I didn't put him
up. And he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Fuck that dude. He sucks.
He really does. No, don't apologize for the fact that he sucks.
This motherfucker
not personally,
said,
but lyric, but,
yo,
you know.
he rhymed letters for his first, like, 8 to 10 bars, and then ended it with, we laugh at you like he.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty awful.
Oh my
but
God,
that, then again, that's Papoose normal.
Yeah, and then people are online talking about he murdered it. Yo, Papoose, yo, he murdered that dude.
All his friends. Those were all his friends. The only people who think Papoose murdered it are people who know where he lives.
I don't think that's true, man. There's a lot of weird motherfuckers out there that think that shit is cool.
I find that hard to believe. Which one are we going to play first, G?
Let's play the actual joint first, and then play like
the whole thing. Or just
do we want to? No. Do we want to cut? We're going to cut JLX first. We're just going to play.
We cutting Big Sean too. Just play the Kendrick shit.
Yeah,
but I don't have it separated like that. I got to play it from the beginning. You know what I mean?
Oh, you killed me, yo. It's a long-ass phone, dude.
Yo, can I say, we also can talk about Big Sean and what his strategy was and whether he played himself or was really smart in doing this and putting the song out even though the verse attacked him and everyone. So
He sent his verse first. And he could have rewritten it, but he decided not to, which I got to give him respect for. That's some real MC shit. He knew he took an L on this one. I hope he knows. I hope he's realistic with himself enough to know he took an L on this one. And, come back around next time a little bit stronger. But he definitely got beat up on this one. And it didn't make the album because of sample clearance, so he can't even really get any props for it. He's basically just a victim of circumstance.
Sales,
like,
right.
If his name gets mentioned at all, it's just because he happened to be on that
song. The guy
song.
Who put the song.
Right. It's his song, technically, but nobody cares about him anymore on his song.
Right, and people are uploading verses, and they're called, you know, Kendrick Response or Control Verse. There's no one saying Big Sean, Control, Kendrick, and all that. They're just cutting, like...
Yeah, featuring Kendrick Lamar and Jay Electronica, which is what it is.
Right. But really, Kendrick is just getting the most light out of this. I mean, so many people are talking about him. He's on TMZs everywhere. You know,
the only light that the other two are getting is the fact that they were totally forgotten. At least that's what I said on theurbandaily.com. Search Mr. Mac, and I did a "Where Were Your Boys" for your homeboy Jay Electronica, and the fact that he allowed himself to get blown out on a track. Not once, actually, but twice. Again, with Rhapsody and a joint he did with Rhapsody and Fonte.
Yeah.
Where he was like, his last verse, he anchored the verse and was completely forgettable.
Right. Well, yeah, let me just throw this on right now. I'm going to cut it after his verse. And then we'll come back and, you know, I want to know what you guys think of different people's responses. We could talk about Joel, Cassidy, whatever. We can play some of the responses, you know, depending on if you think people need to hear
them.
But let's get into this Big Sean joint on MCMR Radio, all right? Let's get it.
Yep.
MCMR.
Like we're bringing 88 back. I look up.
MCMR Radio. Call us up, 646-478-3599.
Yeah, and I take my time, nigga. I'm going to take my time, whoa. Power moves only, nigga.
B Boy, I'm about my business on business. I drink liquor on liquor. I have women on women. Yeah, that's bump bad bitches. I done lived more than an 80-year-old man still kicking. Cause they live for some moments, and I live for a living. But this for the girls who barely let me get to first base on some ground ball shit. Cause now I run my city on some town hall shit. They praying on my motherfucking downfall, bitch, like a drought. But you gon' get this rain like it's Mayweather. Good music, yay weather. Champagne just tastes better. They told me I never, boy, never say never. Sweat flow special like an infant first step. I got paid to reverse debt. Then I finally found a girl that reversed stress. So now I'm talking to the reaper to reverse death. Yep, so I can kick it with my granddad, take him for a ride. Show him I made something out myself and I just tried. Show him the house I bought the fam, let him tour inside. No matter how far ahead I get, I always feel behind in my mind. But fuck trying and not doing. Cause not doing is something a nigga not doing. I said fuck trying and not doing. Cause not doing is something a nigga not doing. I grew up to M Big and Pac, bitch, and got ruined. So until I got the same crib, big hat in that juicy vid, bitch, I can't motherfucking stop moving. Go against me, you won't stop losing. From the city where every month is May Day at home. Spray a dome, niggas get sprayed up like AK was cologne for a paycheck alone. Yeah, I know that shit ain't fair. They say Detroit ain't got a chance. We ain't even got a mayor. You write your name with a Sharpie, I write mine in stone. I knew the world was for the taking and wouldn't take long. We on trying to be better than everybody that's better than everybody. Rep Detroit, everybody. Detroit versus everybody. I'm so fucking first class, I can spit up on every pilot. The city's my metropolis, fill it, it's metabolic. And I'm over niggas saying they the hottest niggas. Then run to the hottest niggas just to stay hot. I'm one of the hottest because I flame drop. Drop fire, and not because I'm name dropping. Hall of Fame dropping. And I ain't taking shit from nobody unless they OGs. Cause that ain't the way of a OG. So I G-O collect more G's. Every dollar never changed though. I'm just a new version of old me. Forever hot-headed but never got cold feet. Got up in the game, won't look back at my old seats. Click so deep, we take up the whole street. I need a bitch so bad that she take up my whole week. Sean Dunn.
Miscellaneous minds, never explaining the mind. Devilish grin for my alias, alien to respond. Peddling sin, thinking maybe when you get old, you realize I'm not gonna fold or demise.
I don't smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it.
Bitch, everything I rap is a quarter piece to your melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop in my disc. Don't you pop me the fucking pill, I'ma pop you, then give me this.
Hell flex and drop a bomb on this shit. So many bombs ring the alarm like Vietnam on this shit. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this bitch. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom when she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm important like the Pope, I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring, I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler, you take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cartier bracelets, for my women friends, I'm in Vegas. Who the fuck y'all daughter's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching me. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. Fuck y'all clubs, fuck y'all bitches. Your Instagram can gobble these nuts. Gobble a dick up till you hiccup my big homie corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on the crutch.
West.
I seen niggas transform like villain Decepticons. Molly probably turn these niggas to fucking Lindsay Lohan. A bunch of rich ass white girls looking for parties, playing with Barbies. Wreck the Porsche before you give them the car key. Judgment to the monarchy, blessings to Paul McCartney. You call me a black beetle, I'm either that or a Marley.
Crack, motherfucker, I
I'm dressed in all black. This is not for the fan of Elvis. I'm aiming straight for your pelvis. You can't stomach me. You plan on stumping me, bitch. I've been jumping for you. Put a gun on me, bitch. I put one on yours. I'm Sean Connery, James Bond, and with none of you niggas climbing 100 mil in front of me. And I'm gonna get it, even if you're in the way. And if you're in it, better run for Pete's sake. I heard the barbershop being great debates all the time about who's the best MC, Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas. Eminem, Andre 3000, the rest of y'all. New niggas, just new niggas, don't get involved. And I ain't rocking no more designer shit. White tees and Nike Cortez, this red Corvette synonymous. I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with. But this is hip hop, and them niggas should know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale. Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, Jay Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas.
They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you niggas. What is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar high. Who's trying to jump and get it? You're a better hawk trying to skydive out the exit window with 5G5s with 5 grand with your granddad as the pilot. He drunk as fuck trying to land with a handful of Arthur Riders and popping prosthetic leg, bumping pock in the cockpit. So the shit that pops in his head is the option of violence. Someone heard the stewardess said that your parachute is a latex condom hooked to a dread. West Coast.
Asshole.
I'm calling you an asshole because that's what you are, an asshole.
Word, MCMR Radio with Hip Hop Real Talk. So, man, that was the verse. Let me see what Mr. Mack.
Kendrick definitely blacked out. He blacked all the way out on that verse. Like, that was excellent. It wasn't the best verse I've ever heard. It wasn't the best. Kendrick has a style where it's crazy. He doesn't have a lot of quotables necessarily, but his flow is always retarded. He bends these words to get his point across, and him like finally forgetting all the politically correct BS and shouting out all these MCs at once. It was a fantastic thing to see.
Word. What do you think, Blitz?
Yeah, I mean, it was a dope verse. He does say, you know, he does have some lines in there where it's not the craziest thing, but the way that he says it, it still sounds dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, telling Flex to drop a bomb to it, or, you know, I mean, he had a couple of parts of it that just weren't lyrically, like, insane acrobatic shit. Of course, his last 8 bars or his last, like, yeah, the end of the verse, he totally blacks out. But it's a dope verse.
I think it was like
around
54 bars, too. They all just wrote whatever they wanted. There was no time limit on this 7-minute song, 7.5
yeah.
minute song.
I mean, his
know?
His verse was longer than everybody's verse. But the verse is dope without. I think if you took out him calling everybody out, it's still a dope verse. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
him calling everybody out makes it that much hotter because he's in a position where, you know, he can say something like that and it means something. You know what I mean? And obviously it does because you see the reaction that the world has given it. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about it on the VMAs and shit. You know, it's crazy. But they would have just let it go. You know what I'm saying? If somebody else would have said the King of New York shit or whatever, as long as there's some validity to it, that's what got people up in arms. But if it was anybody else, they'd be like, oh, okay, this motherfucker just grabbing his phone. There wouldn't have been no response to that. Nobody would care.
Right. If Papoose would have said it. Papoose
yeah,
who called himself the King of New York and nobody cared.
Say what you want. I know it's not true. The world knows it's not true. So why the fuck am I going to even respond to you? Why even give it any play? You know what I'm saying? But Kendrick says it. It's like, oh, shit. He might actually believe that shit because really
Kendrick can make a run
he's on
for the
top
plane
right now.
Yeah, he can make he can actually make a run for anything he's after. He's one of the best. He can outspit pretty much bar for bar. He can go with anybody he mentioned, he'll dust most of them. So
and he has a successful
that
album.
Means something. Yeah, his album crazy.
And he has a successful album because Cannabis probably could have back in the day when he first battled LL. He could have also went bar for bar. I don't know about now, but you know what I mean? But
no, now he
didn't follow through with the dope album.
He doesn't
so
have the
that's
impact.
The double
like,
whammy right there.
People forget impact is a huge part of this game, and there are certain people who can make all the claims they want, but because they don't have the impact. Listen, Graf will get on a track with mostly everybody who was mentioned, and it won't even be close, but he doesn't have the same impact they do. Most of the MCs I know can dust most of the dudes that were mentioned. But we don't have the same level of impact, and that makes all the difference. It's the level of exposure.
Well,
it's a couple hundred of your fans seeing it versus a couple million of his fans seeing it. It just becomes unfair.
Word. Well, check this out. Well, first of all, I want to say, like, when some of these cats heard that, you know the memes that are being created on Facebook? Like it says, yo, when Drake heard his Kendrick's verse and they show pictures of his face and stuff. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say, when Drake heard that verse, he was like, son of a bitch. All right. Now, I happen to have you know how people, like, will call someone out and tape their phone call and be like, yo, you was crying on the phone. You're a bitch or whatever, right? I have a phone call that Drake made to Kendrick Lamar after that.
This will not end well.
I don't know if you guys want to hear it. I had to pay to get this. This is like something they did not want out, didn't want leaked. All right, I got the audio right here. Let me see. And then when this is done playing, it's like a one-minute call. We're going to come back with some callers.
Mecca, what the hell's going on, Mecca? What is this?
I have no idea.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't...
This is Drake's phone call.
Hey, kid. This is Drake. This is Aubrey. I'm coming to you at a personal note. I heard the Big Sean record. Why did you do that? That song hurt me. I don't know why you did that. I put you on my last album. I know you're a friend. That's why I always said no new friends. I can't do it anymore. Now I have more trust issues. Trust issues. Delete this message. I'm going to call back and do another one.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't...
Oh, what up, y'all? Yo, what up, K-Dot? It's me, Drake. Yeah, I'm gonna reply back to that shit. It's coming. The hottest Tweezy verse of the year. Oh, you can't see my hands. I was doing a YMCMB sign, but you can't see it. So, okay, bye.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up. This is a recording.
Yo, so, alright.
That was terrible.
We got some callers on the line.
What the fuck? That was terrible.
Let's go first to an actual a dope MC that called up. That's in the crew. Let's see what Tone Deaf thinks about this. You know what I mean?
Tone,
let him weigh in with his opinion.
What's
good, Tone? You're on here.
What's going on, people? So yeah, that was. I really liked that skit, by the way. That was actually pretty good.
Don't support him.
I just ripped it off YouTube. I take no credit for that, but I thought it was funny.
Don't do this. Don't support this. Don't do this. Don't do this.
So yes. I mean, there's really not a whole lot more to say that Mech already didn't point out, and that Blitz already didn't point out about the whole thing, like. What I laugh about is just the fact that none of these motherfuckers that was named actually bothered to come back, because none of them knew. I mean, none of them has the confidence or the skills to actually reply back in any meaningful way. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
like, all this sidestepping that's going on is fucking hilarious to me, because it's just them continuing the same status quo bullshit of, hey, let's all pat each other on the back and get money. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not really interested in MCing. And I think the sly and interesting thing that Kendrick did with this is incredibly subversive, because he did it in a way that was extremely smart by saying the dude's names that was on the record to make it like on some, no, it's all peace and competition and MCing shit. When really he knew that none of these motherfuckers are going to respond to him, because none of these dudes can really rap. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know,
not
like,
on that,
when
not on that level, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like none of these dudes that he named can really rap. Now, he didn't. Now, as far as everybody else is trying to chime in and get their fucking, you know, 15 seconds of blog time, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think it's just fucking hilarious, because, I mean, he didn't name you, so shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to chime in. He's talking about dudes that are actually selling records, because those dudes selling records can't rap, and he knows that. You know what I'm saying? That's like, and the fact of putting Kendrick Lamar on a track with fucking Big Sean and Jay Boring Ass Electronica, like, like that's basically like putting Jordan on a fucking high school basketball team and like, oh my God, I can't believe he outshined everybody. Like, you know. The way that the whole shit played out, I mean, it's obviously a fucking industry-style hit in terms of press. It was released in a certain way. And all this shit about, oh, you know, sample clearance. Motherfucker, that wasn't sample clearance. That was ego clearance, all right? That shit did not pass ego clearance, because that shit is not going to get put on an album where you get bodied so hard on your shit that everybody just skips the rest of the record from that point on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's call them out on that. Like, what sample is in that beat?
Yeah.
Okay, you used that for your excuse. What sample couldn't you clear? Like,
exactly,
I want to know.
Who
was it?
Exactly my point. That's ego clearance. It's not sample clearance. All right, let's just fucking be real about it.
The,
the funniest part about it is when I first heard this record, the first thought in my head, honestly, the first thought in my head is, what did Jay Electronica do to this engineer to where he put him last? Like, why did you do that to him? That is like, did you spit on his shoes? Did you fuck his sister? Like, that's so, like, he has no friends to end up last on
the,
that
the
record.
Engineer was that,
like, Jay just wrote a verse, put it on the song. It's disgusting. Like, it's just terrible. I think that the engineer must have been one of the Rothschilds and a member of the Illuminati. And just decided Jay Electronica was never going to have a career again.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, all the King of New York shit, I mean, like, really, do we really need a fucking king? Like, doesn't every king get shot? You know what I'm saying? Like, does anybody really want to be the king of anything these days?
I'm not mad at that. I wasn't mad at the King of New York. I wasn't mad at people responding on behalf of New York. I think, actually, New York's gotten so soft thanks to New York radio to the point where an L.A. dude feels like he can come in and say something like that. I thought, even though I don't like his rapping, I don't like his music, I thought Mano had a very good point. Like, no MC would ever say they were the king of L.A. because we know how they get down. No MC would ever say they're the king of Detroit because we know how Detroit dudes get down. You wouldn't say you were the king of the Shy because you know how they get down.
Well,
but an L.A. dude felt safe enough to say he's the king of New York with no repercussions. Like, he felt safe enough to do that. And then, on top of that, we got dudes who are not native New Yorkers. This is what really pissed me off. I don't know if anybody was paying attention, but I actually got into it with Ebro over Twitter. He and I were going back and forth for a good second because, number one, you've never been a component of lyrics. Anybody who's ever been lyrical, you call them the minor leagues and give them no airplay. Meanwhile, as soon as Kendrick did it, you jumped on his penis and you were all about him, which really, like, irked my nerves. And we got these dudes on New York radio giving away the New York crown, Rosenberg and Ebro, talking about, yes, he is the king of New York, and Charlamagne Tha God, who one interview before was talking about F-bars, fuck lyrics, ain't nobody got time for that. But then when Kendrick does it, you're on his dick.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, this is what I'm saying. This is the hypocrisy in fucking hip-hop that I can't deal with. This is why I can't listen to fucking radio shows. I can't watch video shows because everybody is so goddamn wishy-washy. The minute somebody with a little fucking money behind them comes out and says some bullshit, then suddenly it's fucking relevant and suddenly it's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just find this shit completely sheep wagon, bandwagoneer, dick-riding bullshit that's going on in general with the whole fucking, you know, fiasco about the thing. What I do like is the fact that he called motherfuckers out for not being able to spit. And lo and behold, to no one's surprise, nobody's responding because they know that they can't hang with that shit. So let's make a half-hearted sideways thing where do the Drake thing where I'm like, oh, well, you know, I don't have to respond to that. Like, he's Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, you know, this motherfucker calls you by name, calls everybody out by name, and you're saying you're so ill, and he calls you by name. If you're not responding to that dude face up and just clowning the shit out of him, you have no right to call yourself an MC. You know what
I'm
saying?
You're right. I agree.
Period.
I completely agree.
There's no end of fucking discussion. That's what the shit
we're
comes
not talking
from.
Marketing. We're not talking the record label. We're not talking publicity. We're talking
pure
heart of an MC, heart of
fucking
a competitor.
Yeah.
If you don't
complete
comply with
kill.
The rack, it's a rap for you. Like, it's quiet for you. It's Helen Keller quiet for you. I don't want to hear anything.
I 100% cosign, and, like, you know, like, I agree with the whole Mano thing. It's like, yeah, nobody's calling themselves the king of L.A. and king of that, but, like, at the end of the day, the whole king of New York title, I mean, does anybody really want, you know, fucking king of Arkansas? Does anybody want king of Connecticut? You know what I'm saying? Like, the only one people want is king of New York because that's a fucking, you know, that's the legendary movie title. Everybody wants to be fucking Chris Walken. You know what I'm saying? And everybody wants to be held in the same regard as you know, Biggie might have or whatever the fuck. But at the end of the day, who's really the fucking king of anything? There is no best at anything. And I kind of, like, I get fucking frustrated with people when everybody's so in a rush to like, be in servitude. Like, really? Like, as an artist, I don't want to be a fucking, you know, a peon or a peasant in anybody's fucking kingdom. Like, I'm about a nobody, you know? Like, I don't want to call anybody king because I don't think anybody fucking deserves that shit to begin with. So
yeah, but Tone,
did
you're talking
want.
From the perspective of one of the best. We all know you got the best floor in the game, so of course you can talk that kind of shit. Like that's not fair for you to say.
That's nice, but that's not even that. I just I don't even think it's a relevant conversation.
See, you know I'm telling the truth. You're one of the best. You can talk all that shit all you want.
See, but okay. So even if you wanted to go there with that, and for whatever it's worth, even if you really did want to go there with it. What does it really matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, does it really matter if I'm good or not? Like, does anybody really care? You know?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Tone, in a certain light, in a certain perspective, there are plenty of people who look at you in that light. Now, not necessarily in the light of the king of NY, but I personally can 100% guaranteed find 20 people who will put up all the money that they have, that in 16 bars, Tone Deaf will burn anybody you bring up. Okay, now that's just that. On some survival of the fittest, last man standing type shit, I will put all my money that Tone Deaf is going to ash whoever you bring. Now, that's just me talking. I know I can find people to back that up. King of New York, as a title itself, the King of New York, you want to be the King of New York just because, I mean, look at the people who have vied for the crown, who have had it and not had it. And, you know, King of New York basically means the king of hip-hop, period. Because, like you said, no one ever claims to be the king of L.A. No one ever claims to be the king of Arkansas, Chicago, or Indiana.
Because there's no way to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
the only person who ever claimed to be the king of L.A. was born in Harlem, and that's Tupac. Like, the only person their number one dude is a New York cat. That's just
well, isn't that ironic,
simple.
Then? There's the fucking irony, right?
Well, here's the thing about that line for me. First of all, I do
it's
think that there is validity in people saying they are the king of L.A. I think us being over here don't see it, but I think that being the king of L.A. is a big deal. And Kendrick was given that title before his album even came out, by Dre, by The Game, by Snoop,
and
everybody
Snoop,
gave him that
true.
Title.
That's true.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
True.
They got up on stage
that's
and
true.
Said, yo, Kendrick, this is yours. This is your shit. You are new L.A. This belongs to you. On stage, they said this.
That's
you
true.
YouTube it.
They literally passed the torch to him in front of everybody. Yeah,
yeah,
but who,
exactly.
Who's doing that in New York? Like, Jay-Z ain't passing shit. He's trying to hold
exactly.
on to his tie. You know what I'm saying?
And this is before his album even came out. They was giving him props like that. They knew that he was going to be that big, you know? But, again, like you guys were saying, yeah, it is a corrupt line. And it wasn't – he didn't just come out and say, yo, I'm the fucking king of New York. I'm a West Coast dude, and I'm going to stomp all over your building. It was, you know, the line was clever. He said, I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York. I'm this. And that. I'm everything. He said, I'm the king of the coast. I juggle them both. He's just saying, yo, I'm all out. I'm just fucking dope. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It wasn't like,
right.
yo, fuck your coast. I'm shitting on y'all. I'm nice. It wasn't
no,
like
it was more
that.
Of a proclamation. He was just the best, like, at everything. All over the place. And I get that. But then to, like, you know what I'm saying, to call out those dudes and then everybody really gets up in arms about the King of New York thing, and then it just spawns countless fucking peon responses from people that nobody gives a shit about that weren't mentioned, and they just look so goddamn desperate and pathetic to me, man. Like,
yeah,
but,
they
you
held
know,
on to that line.
So,
they held on to that line on purpose. They was like, okay, this is something that now I have a reason to respond. You know, my name
yeah.
wasn't mentioned,
yeah.
but now I'm going to make it about the King of New York line, when they really didn't give a shit either. They just wanted
yeah,
a reason to get their 15 minutes of, you know, block up.
Yeah, and now I can right. I can fucking, and I can just, you know, run rampant on anybody that wasn't mentioned, but honestly, the best ones, the best responses that I've heard were from people that weren't mentioned. You know, obviously, like, my favorite one so far that I've heard has been from Joel and from Graf. Those are my two favorites that I've heard so far. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, Joel, like, Graf, Mickey Fax actually came off pretty good, too.
King Losa's shit was crazy. I don't know if y'all listen to King Losa's joke.
Yeah,
that's
one
was
of my favorites, too.
Phenomenal.
But then I found out he bit a bunch of those lines from the battle rapper, from what's name? Chilla Jones. He bit a bunch of lines from Chilla
really?
Jones. Or was it JC?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
like
if that's the case,
he took a whole scheme from JC
right there, right? So
yeah. not for nothing that King Lowe's verse was Kendrick's favorite of all the responses.
Right, he came out in an article now and said that that's the dopest one out of all of them in his opinion.
Yeah,
but
King
people
Lowe's
are still
favorite,
releasing them. Joey Badass just put one out. Another
yeah,
one just came
terrible.
Out today. Like, There's different
that
ones.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it's just going to be an endless fucking parade of these things. I mean, none of it's going to fucking matter because nobody's going to be able to match the same sort of, you know, hoorah impact that shit's being fed to fucking TMZ and the press and his publicists working this shit to no end every single fucking day along with Miley Cyrus' chicken ass. You know what I'm saying?
Like, chicken ass.
Right.
Yeah, like, nobody's, like, no matter who comes out with any, like, Eminem could respond to this shit. It won't have the same fucking impact as the shit did because, you know, it's just not possible at this point, you know? So
yeah.
Well,
Kendrick did it the smartest way possible. I agree with her. Kendrick did it the smartest way possible because the first thing he did was Hall of Fame everybody he knows he can't fuck with. Like, he threw them in the Hall of Fame early. Jay, Nas, Eminem,
right.
and Three Stacks. He was like, okay, I'm not talking about you. Like, no, not you guys. Like, anybody,
right.
God, no. Anybody but you dudes, no. I don't want any
not.
Problems.
Of course
like,
not.
No, y'all. Who's the best MC? Kendrick, Jay-Z, and Nas, Three Stacks, Eminem, you know, but y'all niggas is new niggas. Don't even reply. Don't even respond. In other words,
right,
you know,
and then he proceeds to name a bunch of dudes that can't really rap like him. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, and all those dudes are fucking, you know, lightweights when it comes to, you know, when it comes to like technical MCing, which ironically Kendrick
or battling.
Does,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like me and Mech have had this conversation multiple times. It's like the dudes that come out the box that actually get money thrown behind them, that actually have like skills and are doing something original, are always the ones that blow up. And then everybody's always so fucking surprised. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, you kept signing clones and putting them out there. And this is like this current environment of music is a bunch of clones. And you get one guy
yeah.
that's coming out and doing something that is original to himself and that has technique behind it and skills and it has money behind it. So of course it's gonna blow up because people respond to that shit. You know? So
mm-hmm.
they're just not getting the exposure for it. But if you're calling out a bunch of dudes that are a bunch of clones. And none of them are responding. He basically just proved his own point. So nothing is going to happen here. It's just all of this was a big, huge publicity ploy for Kendrick Lamar. That's it.
And it,
and
it's very successful. Like we said,
yeah.
his name is in everybody's mouth. And, you know, there's a funny flow chart on the internet. I don't know if you guys have seen it. There's a lot of memes on Facebook and stuff where they said, should you respond to Kendrick Lamar? And it's like a board game and you got to follow the maze and decide. It's really funny, and it says, like, number one, were you mentioned in the song? And then it's like, yes, no, and you go down that road whether you were or not. On the yes side, it says, okay, are you Mac Miller or Wale? And if you say yes, it just says send Kendrick an edible arrangement for even thinking you're on his level. Done. And then if you're not
nice.
Mac Miller or Wale, it's like, are
okay,
you Drake?
But did you see that? In
you know, and it's hilarious. So I'm going to ask everyone on the panel right now, out of all the responses that were there, because obviously so many people should not have responded, and it was a waste of time, but were there a couple of you named some of them already, what were the ones that stand out that you're like, you know, that was pretty dope. I'm glad that came out because that was a dope rhyme or whatever.
That's
it.
I liked King Los.
Out of the people that were named or just out of everything?
Out of anyone that dropped a response. It could be someone we didn't talk about or whatever. Like, we
so
all know there's a lot of them people
Ram,
hate. So what
me,
did you like?
Mac,
did you like
King
any
Lose.
Response?
Dude, that's it. Joell Ortiz, Mickey Fax, Graff, and King Los. Like, that's it.
Nobody was feeling time. Joe Budden?
Joe was cool. I'll give Joe honorable mention. I think he took too long, but his response would have been dope had he did it in a timely fashion.
He didn't
right.
want
okay.
to do it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see the video where he's listening to it and his boy's in the back fucking chirping in his ear. Yo, son, you can't let the nigga talk to you like that. And he was sitting there like, oh, man. Like, he didn't want to do it, clearly. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
he's not a New York representative. He knows
right.
that. Like,
there's
he
no reason for him
to
do it.
He tried to get Styles P to get involved, and Styles, on some typical grumpy old man shit, shut him down like, yo, I don't play these games. I don't play with nobody over the internet. You know what I'm saying? You got a problem with me, come see me. And Joey was like, Jesus Christ. Look at you. Just
yo, that was hilarious
that
to look
up.
At, though. That was
yeah,
hilarious. Did
Joe,
you didn't see
like,
it, Tone? It's hilarious.
I got
on Twitter.
I mean, bar for
like,
bar,
this means you too, Ghost. Like, you too, Styles. Like, say something, motherfucker. He was like, yo, I don't do this shit. And almost turned it into beef because Joe tried to get him to have some pride about his city. And it almost became beef. Like, who are you to tell me to be proud of New York City? Fuck you.
That's funny.
Like
bar for bar, my favorite was definitely Grass. I just think he didn't spit it with enough fire. And, like, if
And Joel has some real hot, like, it's just the way his energy just came in and his lines, like if I had to pick a number one, like, just full performance, it would definitely be Joel's. But, like, bar for bar, like, just the wittiness and, you know, Graf is, I mean, there's not a lot of dudes fucking with Graf on the wit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that dude is just fucking funny. Like, I just laugh every time I hear him say shit, you know?
So, and he's dangerous.
Let's play two or three of those dope ones. And maybe some more music, so it's not like beating ourselves in the head with that same track. But I definitely want to hear a few and let some people that didn't listen to them hear them. And then
I need to reiterate
about something else.
I need to reiterate Blitzkrieg's point. If you play Papoose, I'm hanging up.
No, I don't have Papoose. I don't even have his. Okay. But there are a lot that we can choose from, but most of them I'm not going to play. But
I just
want to
hear
that
one.
You know what? I just want to hear B.O.B.'s guitar solo. That's all I want to hear. He crushed it. He crushed it right there, son.
Okay, well, you don't want to hear his verse, though. You just want to go right into the next joint, right? So we're gonna
please,
do
this is sarcasm. Right? Sarcasm at its finest. I know every sarcasm. Please just play Graf and let's be done with this.
So you don't want to hear Brandon Lamar,
Blast.
Cassidy,
Blast,
Fred the Godson, Nino Bless?
Yo, I'll stab you.
No,
I'll stab
you. Right, Nino Bless's shit is amazing.
I'll stab everyone.
Okay, I bet you a lot of people haven't heard Nino Bless's joint.
There's a reason people haven't heard Nino Bless. There's a good reason for that. I will stab you with a spork if you play it now. Like,
oh my God,
please
okay.
Just play the good ones. Please.
All right,
like
so we'll start with we'll start with Joel Ortiz and we'll play those. We'll play like three, not even four, but we'll come play some more music and we'll come back and talk about something totally Kendrick response verse related. And we'll be back. If you want to call us up, 646-478-3599. MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. And I press play. And we're waiting.
I guess I should say, in case I'm not here when they come back, peace out, everybody.
A word.
I'll holler at you later.
Yeah, I got bounce too,
definitely
y'all. Y'all have a good one. Have fun playing in verses. B.O.B. guitar solo. Peace.
Peace, y'all. Good to have you on the show. Word, that was
Funk Master Flex,
Soho, and Stone Death from 215.
1-2-1-2.
And this is Joel Ortiz, Out of Control, Kendrick Lamar with the song. Check it out. We'll be right back.
I ain't even gotta get it too much thought. Joel Ortiz won every war that he ever fought. This ain't no different, I'm listening. You the king of New York, little homie. You ain't the king of New York, you the next thing on my fork. The messenger with all them rings on that horse, carrying king's head till I kick you in your chest and you cough and fall into a bottomless pit, homie. You know how many bodies that fit. When we met you said it's an honor, man, the y'all can spit. Maybe that's why you left me out of that shit. Maybe that's why the slaughterhouse ain't get dissed. Or maybe I'm not on your radar. You feel you ain't got to acknowledge my click. Either way, I personal train this beat. It gotta get ripped. You rich rappers can't respond with all the dollars you get. Gangster rappers can't retaliate with hollows and clips. And you fashion rappers with a kind of jeans that hardly can zip. So zip it, I got this shit. Real hip-hop in this bitch. The apocalypse has fell upon us. Watch the zombies, I slip. The walking dead, I've been a monster. Shorty, I can get bit and never turn. I'm immune to these rappers y'all calling sick. I stomp the red carpet hole in my dick and throw tomatoes at the podium for whack awards that y'all niggas get. Then stand up and scream, yeah, I wouldn't dip and smack a legend on the way out of that bitch. Cause I don't pick up the elite. The elite can get it too. Y'all all fit under my feet. Y'all all victims, all chitlins when a nigga trying to eat. I'll see to it. Y'all all missing like a wino nigga teeth. Anybody could get it. Old nigga, new nigga, him nigga, you nigga, one nigga, two niggas, a few niggas. I do niggas harm with these bars. It was brave. You took a chance like Monopoly cards. But that telly you trying to check in, boy, that property's ours. Can't get a W on Broadway. I'm New York all day. Yeah, that's where the bars stay. You know, hear that OEA. 100 Ricans running at you cheap like a Koye. Last time in Compton, I was kicking it with Jorge. I rock with some cons out west like the Boyer. But I don't claim king, even though my name ring. And I had China in the bay we call Beijing. Rodeo to Dago, they telling you the same.
same thing. Chico be in Sacramento so much he can claim king. But that's the West Coast. I'm from this coast. I leave the king of L.A. to Dre. I was this close to staying aftermath, but lamped out like a genie. But Dre, you a fucking gangster and Curtis, you such a sweetie. And guess what? I'm a free agent again if y'all ever need me. But back to these bars, I'm hungry. This beat is gonna feed the needy. I looking like Granny Ziti zucchini out in Tahiti or Fiji with Erykah Badu's booty in a bikini. Your main chick is a precious. My side chick is a riri. I fuck it and take out for fries and a panini. I ain't a rap nigga. I'm a nigga that rap. Before this, yes. Sort of cipher, I ain't bringing that back. Why should I recycle bars when my mind is a flight to Mars and the force that I come across is like rhyming inside a star with the universe on my back? Your human verses is whack. I grab my extraterrestrial testicles when I rap and tell the earth, suck it. Tell the planet, try it. I turn this bitch to Independence Day without the lucky drunk pilot. I love competition, constructing a composition of destruction, putting destructicons in a composition. I'm Optimus Prime, trucking your boulevard, just wishing that a star screams so I can go on a bombing mission. You raise the bar high, I set the bar higher. You gonna learn no inferno scorch a bonfire.
Yeah, man. And CMI Radio, Joel Ortiz, he did his thing on that. He did his thing. I like that.
Yeah, he definitely did. He was one of the first people to come with the response also.
I'm gonna play the shortest response, which is also one of the dopest.
Dropper. Kendrick Lamar, you don't want this work. I body people in bins bigger than pots and dirt. I got porta potties in the dugout. First base, coming to my place. That means you want to chase me?
Yeah, that was chocolate dropper. He got him. But, yo, Nino Bless, these motherfuckers was fronting on him. But, I he did a joint called Rhyme of the Year, which was It's not on the control beat. He used his own track, and he touches on a lot of it. But it's not a response in a way that he is going at Kendrick. He's giving props to Kendrick for just igniting everybody into being lyricists again. And he mentions him and a lot of other people. I think it's dope, so I'm gonna play that shit, and then we should play Graf and King Los and then get off of this. Or at least just play a little bit of it. I'm not even going to play this whole Nino Bless shit,
right.
But because it's long as hell. It's 7 minutes and 10 seconds. But just so if you haven't heard it, you guys should definitely, go online and check it out if you like what you hear. This is the Nino Bless joint called Rhyme of the Year. Check it out.
I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York. Rappers, I'm off you flipping with the funky.
Hey, listen.
Raise up your glasses. Let's toast to whoever's brave enough to throw this in the face of the masses. Has the wave passed yet? I ain't trying to be y'all Cassius. The greatest, but brace for semantics. To he who's important like the Pope, I'm Constantine establishing Catholicism and changing the Sabbath. If rap's the Vatican, I ain't no Seventh-day Adventist. I just know Satan's tactics are blatant and fascist. Is there a moral code written that's unforced? Fuck all religions. Parting this, you're all in with it. Y'all real stones that created the Mormonism pages. I morphed into Morpheus's pick the Oracle gave him. Pot from heaven is running this rap shit. Hova's Jewish investors are running this rap shit. TDE is running this rap shit. Their brother dropped the bait on these rappers and grabbed it. Snap it. Look how these acts fish for a casting. A song drops next minute, it's considered a classic. I missed my homie Budden. I'm glad he released that track and kicked that thick model right off his mattress. Hit the booth, now it's only right be going at this. The fans now wanna hit bars, so I be passive. This is the bomb flex, won't drop. I killed this mic, but I ain't out taking flicks in a kill for hype. It took a complicated to call himself the king for heads. The sense of heat before that, New York was asleep while rocking the Frenchie's beat. I'ma address this, my legacy ain't defined by this though. I acknowledge this, but here I play a prominent role. On the road to riches, that's word to the bullets, that's a biggie. My city's non-believers have seen a memento mori. Look at him yelling, scream, trying to outshine my glory. What? I can't hear you, brother. Trayvon's side of the story. Everybody see what they just wanna see, yeah. People only want the truth that they just wanna hear, yeah. Call me out and we battle in pronto. I'll be a king of the dot with Drake, 5 a.m. in Toronto. I like when home only said everything straight, featuring Drake. But all I'm hearing these days is fake, featuring fake. All their artwork be looking like shake, featuring shake. When I body your beat, that leads to great, featuring hate. Wait, I got a legion to take the keys to this gate. The way I'm beasting Nasmo when he made ether for Jake. Bless the season, my season is mentors to feed a mistake. The heathen, I'm seasoned and great without the features escape. My team's this game, Caesar Gracie, flicking off this whole scene and we ain't caring what they saying. My tracks go like a chase from Taken and Liam, trust me. Block see him even before I see him. I'm CC Sabathia, two seam and past you. Genetically modified, my dreams are greener pasture. Too slow to grasp it, a greener pasture. Shit genetically modified, my natchez means I'm growing faster. No diss for this cold world of fast spit. My best rhyme, the whole world is tilt off its axis. So just picture if Kendrick went and spat this. Some kids have collapsed, Twitter would crash quick. The internet a lag while a massive asteroid and land hit here and leave more than half of the same planet famished. This is no exaggeration, just imagination with facts. I'm strapped and aiming after Mason till I'm famous off rap. Matter of fact, fuck being famous. All I need in life, my pad, a pad, a few stacks to get around. A nice device to lay tracks down. And a little bad bitch's ass stands out like the class clown. Hard knock, school grab, keep my cap down. My stats, zero back down. Oh, that next one's a O, not a zero for the circles I wrap round. These drowned cats, they washed up, should be on eastbound and down. I'm the beat round the town, you know me. I hung with slaughter before I even found the beat to my sound. Now the reason I astound, peace to my sound. Beat. Ain't know what these bars and none should even reach for my crown sheet. I got this game in a nine chic. Camel clutch, give up, or haters, keep your chin up. Went from only eating rich for dinner to dinner at the Ritz. That line is it. But point is, I'm winning with this shit. I am Big Pun, Eminem, and Biggie when I spit. On the bitter Ritalin mixed with the pill from Limitless. I'm Chino without the pecs. Nas when he had the chip. Kanye with the backpack. G-Rap without the list. I'm Tupacalypse, but not for the populace. A metropolis product. I chop every trot topper to be modest. Hotter than hell is embodied. Liver than any who's popping. You talking rhyming, switch the topic. Bring up whatever. Plaques, they pockets, they wallets. It's facts, so stop it. I'm inspired by knowledge. Honestly, this is prophecy. Jotted subconsciously guided. I just provide like the sightless minorities right in sight. A modern day Nostradamus and Socrates. I am in flight. The right brothers, minus the spike, defining new heights. While others with hype are flying a kite. But I ain't alike, I'm raw. Lying like with a tiger stripe. Forget to find a more rhyme in the mic. I am Goliath, style, Sims, fire, spit, Giles, kick. I am twice times the hit of the finest piss. I am every rap, grimy 90s hit. I am something prior, I'm the 49ers right before the 90s hit. Fire, Messiah type, I true. Bless you, I choose to count my life, voodoo. Hex dudes, I do what I choose. My rules, chess moves, mind you. I fight with my own mind, I'm Deadpool. My crew is next, Nino, Bada, Nest 2, haters. We don't stress fools, screw the drama. I'm a super trooper, gobbled up with a root persona. Shut up, I would boo Obama, I feud with karma. I'm gonna get a huge house with a view for mama and a room with a sauna. I should own a Jetson, this Futurama. Stuck here, but my ever somewhere between the Jetsons and Futurama. I am proven, I'm a movement with honor. I am cruel, I'm the ruler, I am Luke and the father. You are truly misguided, I'm the fuse that ignited. You're a fool if you doubt it, you're a tool, I'm MacGyver. I don't lose, I am shield, you a Hydra, I am SEAL team. Six, I know Osama, I'm a rider, I'm a lot of shit. I'm moderate, but folks can't define them. Homie, I am on a conscious tip, but I am so uncommon. I am Kim Jong-un, bombing a nuke. Boosted and compounded with a comet, I'm a tyrant, I am Zeus. I'm that will and that feeling of surviving when the odds were for you dying. I'm defiant, I'm religion, I am science, I am driven, I am grinding, I am grounded, I have risen. I'm the sound of malnutrition and the cries of dying children. I'm the proudest victim in a toxic, tired system. I'm the clock that's ticking down to your expired existence. Life, we're all boxing and trying to get outside, and when I salvage it, honor in the name of rock, Kim, I am locked in, I got this shit. Hot script, the dance proof that lightness is not a myth, never off guard. You're always ready when you're polished. There's no need to turn a switch here like I'm Amish. A product, walking a fine line between divine and a psychotic mind. You think DMT's in my chronic? Demonic? No. What the fuck is going on right now? Get this shit out of me. Get this shit out of me. Thank you.
can. Zero. I got it. You are now having your sandwich made with extra mayonnaise, 808s, and a hand grenade. Cause any man could get played in my all-in face. I mean, my flow passwords like the login page. Ugh. See how my last words do? I put my log in your girl cause we passwords too. Your BM sent me a DM and you be chasing that hooker. You steady stalking her Twitter. She gave me face when I booked her. She treat me like the Facebook logo. Now that's a true slut. In other words, she effing blew me cause I effing blew up. Acknowledge my knowledge is polished. Cowards get power dropped. Man, my flow can make a suicide pilot apologize. I'm piling guys in a pile. Apologize on they pounds. I silently swear I kill them. I'm finalizing my vows. I'm shitting on them. I'm vitalizing my bowels. Like I took a vitamin, something vitalizing my bowels. I'm the truth times two, I ain't inviting lies, you should bow. Bow, 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 I'm taking shots in the dark. Why taking shots in the dark? I'm taking shots at your thoughts. You can take these shots from a vet, or I'm taking shots at your dog. They gon' have to have me shackled and tackled at tabernacles while having my Adam's apple detached to the Baptist chapel. Attacked by the fastest traveling javelin. Why attached to a dragon, dragging the cage? These niggas gon' trap me, and while I'm laughing, I'm laughing them. They collapse as I'm passing them. Man, I'm coming with the K like they lacking potassium. I'm shorter from the free throw while every frame is in slow-mo and every fan in the stands got their head in their hands like, oh no, somebody get the promo. So somebody flick the photo as somebody stitch the logo. I'm bodying this shit, bro, bro, get it? You don't get it, my nigga, you gotta get it. I'm bodying this shit, his logo had his whole body in it. Oh my, iced tea, cocoa, ice cube, vanilla, ice, Tom Cruise, and vanilla sky. Tell these guys that I'm hella nice. Right, when I spit, it's hair wind, the air bend. I'm wicked, son, these niggas buns like hairpins. Amateurs, I scientifically handle bars, and you just Jody putting bikes together in your man's garage. Damn it, dog, I fold this guy. I ain't talking about no rapper, I said fold the sky, nigga. In half and disperse the worst grin as I write a verse and reverse it, reverses the earth spin. You worse than a skid, nigga, who popped the thing off and flee. I got a flow that can lock in and knock the wing off a flea. Yeah, I'm a king, I'm elite. I could never dream of defeat. I could Dr. King you with speech while I'm Rodney King in your beat. You playing the victim, nigga, I'm saying the vicious scriptures. You niggas is in denial like you bathing Egyptian rivers. I wrote this in hieroglyphics, I'm focusing, I am gifted. I hope that I just provoked you to notice that I am different. I feel so blessed I should mention, I push the depth of extension. Much higher, my type of talent requires special attention. Kendrick, I think you genius. J. Cole got these niggas worried. Big Crit is a southern killer, Wale is a visionary. Push up and pushing so long, he truly defines a hustler. Meek did his time like a G, came back home and shined on them suckers. ASAP mastered the fastest to fashion, snatching the essence of branding his whole fam and no man demanding the present. This nigga Drake nice on the mic and act. So many hits he fuck around and brought light skin back. And Big Sean, you did it, you really did it. No bullshit, you putting the D on. I can see the future, no war with. Get it, Dion, war with. I went to war with critics like J. Eleka. Let them see my exhibit, get it, exhibit C. I exquisitely make a segue down to Tyler. My future's odd, I salute your dog. Mac Miller, young white boy, track killer. Gotta feel that, I think real rap back, nigga. King.
Yeah. MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. So that was King Los version of the response to Kendrick's Control verse. That was the one that Blitz and I both kind of think is the dopest one. And Kendrick said it was the dopest one in an article. There's one more that we're going to play, which is Graph. That was crazy lyrical. And then after that, we're totally out of the responses for this show. And we have a bunch of new music, including the new Goody Mob music, which is really, really dope, right, Blitz?
Yeah, definitely.
The new
Goody
Mob album is crazy.
The new album is kind of crazy. I wasn't expecting it to be that dope. I thought it was going to be a little lame, kind of poppy, you know, all over the place. But it's actually pretty hot. They got a show coming up, I think, at Brooklyn Bowl in the next couple of days. So that's going
to
be crazy.
So shout out to PH, by the way, because we were rolling in a car yesterday and he had the album on him, so he was able to hit us with all the other songs besides the single, which I'd already heard. And
went to some crazy parties last night too. That was a very dope event that we were able to hit up. The Halftime Radio Show 15 year anniversary show at LPR.
Shout out to them.
Crazy. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody at that. That was before you even shout out the next one, that let's give everyone their recognition, because DJ Eclipse, I believe, founded that show. And for those of you that don't know, he also is the one of the founders of Fat Beats Records.
Yeah.
And, you know, the record store, which has closed, but formerly, and the label, which is still around, or distribution. And, you know, he's DJed for several groups, Nonfiction, I believe The Arsonist. So, you know, he's really put in a lot of work in the game. And then you had DJ Riz, who was killing it. Who else was at the event? Lord Seer, who came through hosting. He was kind of co-hosting with Destroy. And I know I'm missing another DJ that was there. Oh, who else was it? Riz, Eclipse. I can't remember. But Halftime Radio Show, 15 years.
We missed some performance because we went to the other spot. But I know
they
have not
performed. Oh, DJ Premier. What am I saying? DJ Premier.
Yeah,
Premier, that's who I forgot. How could I forget DJ Premier? He did a set.
Yeah, speaking of Premier, I got to put up the footage from the joint at East River Park, which was insane. That was hosted by Summer Stage and Lyricist Lounge. It was DJ Premier versus Pete Rock.
Which was a crazy event.
At the beginning, they went. It was only a 3-hour event, but they got so much in within that 3 hours. Like, you really got $200 show for like free, because
for free
it was a free Summer
Stage
show.
All ages.
But they went in first with soul music and stuff, and then from there they went. Pete Rock was only playing Premier joints, and Premier was only playing Pete Rock joints, and they got their turntables set up next to each other, right? So they're battling with the other person's music, like trying to one up them with, I got the illest joint you ever did, and then they play that joint. It was so crazy. And DJ Cool Herc was on stage just like loving it, dancing the whole time. He was just having a really good time. And last year they had the show, and the power generator went out, so they weren't able to finish. So this year they decided that they were going to give us a little bit extra. So they brought out every, person they could think of that they could get over there to perform. So Bumpy Knuckles came out, and he rocked for a little while. Smooth the Hustler came out and rocked. Destroy and Tony Touch came out. Camp Low came out. Little Fame from MOP. Who else? Yeah, it was insane, yo. Oh, and another thing they did is they started, before they went into the playing each other's music, they went back and forth where they would play the originals of a song where the sample came from, and then they'd go into the joint, which was real crazy, too. So I got a lot of that footage. I took really small clips, so I just got to put all those clips together and make one, big, 10-minute video so you guys can see
nice.
It. But
speaking
you should
of
be
originals.
Able to see that.
You should see that on mtmreport.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Coming soon. Sorry. Yo, speaking of originals, because you said that, and I was like, oh, segue. Then we went over to the originals, the party, down at Santos.
Yeah.
So big ups to Danny Castro, Ray, and all the fam that puts that on. That was crazy. They had a dope DJ lineup, too. You know, even though there was these super parties with all these DJs together on two sides of town, they both were packed. So, none of them, I was thinking like, oh, man, which event are people going to go to? And then we saw people at both events. So, like us, they hopped around, went back and forth. But that was
and
Stretch Armstrong.
Right.
Yeah, at the original. D-Nice, Clark Kent, and it was supposed to be Rich Medina, but he was a no-show, and I don't remember who was filling in for him. There was another DJ that wasn't on the bill. Do you remember?
There were five DJs on the bill. It was Clark Kent, Stretch Armstrong, D-Nice. Who were the other two DJs?
Rich Medina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. We should just do a Google search, but I don't feel like it right now. But anyway, that party was dope as well. And Lil Fame was at that party, too, so we said what up to him. Shout out to him. But, I think we need to hit people with some really dope new music. To get their ears
out of, before we go into
this
new music, we talking about events. We got a crazy event coming up this Sunday. We should definitely put people on too. And
yeah, no doubt. I was gonna, hook that up when we get back, but we want to talk about it now. That's cool. That's yeah, the, you're talking about the barbecue event, right? That I'm
absolutely.
DJing at.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, we'll give you the short, and then we'll come back and talk about it more later. It's tomorrow. It's, no, not tomorrow. It's 2 days from now, Sunday, September 1st. It's a daytime event. It goes all the way till midnight anyway, so there's no excuse not to come. If you got stuff to do early, come late. You got stuff to do late, come early. If
you ain't got nothing
to
do
because
Monday's
thing,
Labor Day. I don't want to hear that shit.
Exactly. So it's going to be a whole bunch of DJs. I'm not even going to bother you with the specifics. It's going to be a dope outdoor, indoor barbecue. It's in a an art gallery. We're going to have a whole bunch of artists showing their work. We're going to have performances on stage, hip-hop, reggae, R&B, house music, all kinds of different styles, genres, and a lot of dope food. We have some really good food, and there's some food sponsors that are providing some vegan food. So we always, every year, have, you know, chicken, hot dogs, hamburgers, sausage, you know, normal stuff that you have at barbecues. It's dope. But now this year we're adding to that vegan food. So if you don't eat meat, you still can come and get busy with really good food from Healthy Nibbles, which is the sponsor. They're like a vegan catering company. So it's going to be dope. And, of course, our specialty drink, 99 Problems. You guys get one of those, have one of those drinks, and you'll guarantee to have another problem a little bit later. So let's hit you with that new goodie mob we were talking about.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk more about, you know, the barbecue or whatever else. Cool. You got that?
Yeah, man, this
is
the first. I got it. This is the first single off of that new Goodie Mob album. This is called Special Education, featuring Janelle Monae. It's kind of dope, man. Check it out.
They call him Hip Blogger. It's the mutant Mr. Get Down. Live wire, words poke you like barbed wire. Maroon brain, sugar cane, horse thing. My right leg longer than my left foot. Put stripes next to squares, still get a circle. Some spirits off of people, I don't see color. I'm a special mind, yeah, special kind. Conceived in the south at a special time. Covered in leaves of gold, scripture written in scrolls. Spoken so clearly in tongues so my children would come. Look around, can't you see the industry? It look like me.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. Kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and now, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you wanna be special?
I'm so special, boy. Tired of one stupid dog. I eat nuclear waste, it's free atomic bomb. Plutonium explosion, my trademark. Mushroom clouds inside, caught in brain fog. Gamma rays charge my system, now I'm going green. D-force in my veins, pump hydrozine. K-C-13, a microphone beam. Cosmic juggernaut, extraterrestrial beam. Reign supreme, once conceived, boy, they broke the mold. All this glory seeking is getting totally out of control. No one's original, attack of a clone. Invasion of the swagger, snatchers, aim for the dome.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. Kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and now, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you wanna be special?
Scientists stood around in silence as I was being born. Was I quote unquote special or was there something wrong? My skin was black, my heart was gold, and my tongue was silver. And the fact that I could talk already, that was a thriller. I see what I don't understand, so let me warn you. Especially when you make too much noise about being normal. Unusual but beautiful, the bond and blessing. Super cool body, full of exceptional youth. Let me put something poetic into plain English. I'd rather die than to not be distinguished. The outsiders have no desires to be equal when VIP stands for very insecure people.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. Kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and now, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you wanna be?
Yeah.
CMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, GMS, and LR Blitzkrieg Friday nights, MCMIReport.com, man. This is Shot Stimuli, a.k.a. the President, Brooklyn, always in the building. Y'all know what it is. Tune in. Yeah.
We heading over to Brooklyn right now. Shout out to DJ Chris. We about to rock out tonight like we usually do. True Life Music, Stone Ground.
It started 5 years ago as a little barbecue in a Brooklyn brownstone where friends of Stone Brown Recording Studio could get together and celebrate their love of music. And each year, it grew the Brooklyn way.
Shout out to Stone Brown. Next time, we're going to have to do it somewhere else in a bigger space. They've outgrown the backyard.
Man, it's a lot of bad babs in the building. Amen. A couple real in the building.
This Labor Day weekend, come help us celebrate the 5th anniversary of the legendary Stone Brown Barbecue Showcase. Featuring live performances of some of the best local talent, Stone Brown has showcased Grammy Award winners.
If you love me, if you trust me, and if you want me, and if you need me.
American Idol superstars.
What's up? This is Antonella. I'm in Stone Brown Studios right now in Brooklyn.
You never know who you're going to see. This is like the talent of tomorrow, and they're performing right in front of you today.
So when I say word, y'all say spit. Word, spit. Word, spit.
The passion started with the music real fluent. Here is the present me right in it.
It's a new location, but the same mix of beautiful people. Sizzling barbecue, tantalizing live music, all-star DJs, and just good old Brooklyn fun at the Stone Brown Labor Day Barbecue.
Yeah, so there you have it. That's the Stone Brown Barbecue Showcase Labor Day weekend. It's Sunday, the day before Labor Day, September 1st. Just to let you know where it's at, it's on Fulton Street. Between Classen and Franklin, 1103 Fulton Street, the Fulton Art Gallery. And y'all can go look up on Facebook to see the event page. Just type Stone Brown, S-T-O-N-E-B-R-O-W-N, B-B-Q. And the event page should come up. And, you know, RSVP, let us know you coming through. Drop a comment. You can watch videos from a lot of artists that are going to be performing. There's all the links and everything are there. And we're going to have a really good time. That's Sunday from 4 in the afternoon. So when we're starting, we're going till midnight. We have a tent, so even if it rains a little bit, the forecast is like sunny and then a little drizzled and sunny. We had that last year. It's no big deal. We got a tent that we build outside. So if it starts to rain a little, we got two rooms inside that are more than enough space. And then over the barbecue, we got the tent. So it's going to go down no matter what. It's going to be smashed. We're going to have a good time. So come through. That's the Stone Brown Barbecue on Sunday. So we're going to get back into this music. Yeah. Yo, call us up if you got a request, 646-478-3599. Blitz, anything else I'm forgetting?
No. That's it, man. Just make sure you come out and, yeah, everybody send us your Kendrick Lamar responses. So we're going to play them.
Wait. Send your Kendrick response. Any underground backpacking MC who doesn't have a record deal out there, send your Kendrick response to tonedeaf at qm5.com.
Word. T-O-N-E-D-E-F-F at qm5.com.
No space. Double the F.
Every one of your responses, he wants to hear all that shit.
And he's really into it, so make sure you use the whole 7.5 minutes. I mean, you got the instrumental. Don't just do a short verse, you know?
Yes. Yo, as a matter of fact,
not for radio.
Take the instrumental and then double it so you do it for 14 minutes. Do a 14-minute verse. He'll fucking
go.
Because it'll
be twice as high.
You'll get signed to QFI so fast. Woo!
So he's going to get flooded now.
Oh, man.
Yo, so shout out to DP1 who does the scratches for our intro. And he's got a little something to say, and then we'll get into this music mix. Cool?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk.
MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, hosted by GMS and LR Blitzkrieg, each and every Friday night, brought to you by MCMIReport.com. Keep it locked.
Out. So how about that ass out? That way I ain't gon' cash out. So why would I don't bang? You
Come to my world.
Reporting live, girl.
From where?
From where they kidnapping hot girls.
Wifey in the cut.
But I got four or five side girls. Five in your dry curls.
Yo, what you talking about?
Yo, who you talking to? Welcome to my world.
What up?
Where you might get your shit laced. Girls got their wigs laced. Spit on cop cars.
Rip a parking ticket.
They still having dog fights.
They still having dog fights.
Man, they don't care about Vic K.
They don't care about Vic K.
The corner store's a cover up.
The store's a cover up.
Girls fight at the nail salon.
Girls, baby mom and wifey.
Well, see, they don't get along.
They try to blame me.
I say you bitches done got it wrong.
Bitches done got it wrong.
Old girl got me fucked up.
Old girl got me fucked up.
This cold world got you sucked up. Oh.
Yeah, I loaded that up as a joke. I didn't know you was gonna play it. I fucking hate that song. I just wanted people to realize, like,
that shit
what
was
is
in
Cameron
the playlist,
doing?
Man.
What is he doing?
What's up? It sounds like it was recorded like on a boombox, not in the studio.
I don't understand. What was he doing?
I don't know, man. You threw it in there. I said, this must be a dope song. Let's do it up there. And I was like,
all right. Yeah, no, that's not dope at all.
That Danny came Brown in and told me he was just kidding. Yeah.
But, yeah, that was – I did want people to hear it. I was going to play it. I didn't know that you played – you jumped the gun and played it. Anyway,
bad.
Back
no
to
doubt.
This music.
I ain't old nigga, you just new nigga, you confused nigga, I'm a true spitter. Take that bait like new clippers, rats still hot like Lucifer. Wild Wild West, I'm a true gritter, and I cruise sipping on a few liquors. Burner and sad, cream color jack, AC pumping, I'm a cool whipper with a new stripper. Use a trick, you tipper, I undo zippers. Hand my dick to your bitch like a wick on a candlestick, so my fuse glitter. That's when she blew, that's all she do. She ain't that smart, but giving brains is all she knew. Ha. Catch me lounging in Honolulu, sip go-go juice like Honey Boo Boo. Y'all rap nerds, the dodo birds, my flow insane, I'm kinda cuckoo. And I'm here for the long haul, I drop a finger, my watch looking like Stoneball. Fuck female Facebook friends, poker online like Bodog. No dog, nigga, that means you get no run. These pussy niggas, vagina, that make your clit your tongue. And since I don't respect you, I hope the streets neck you. Leave your body in the box, may Jesus resurrect you. Overdose, operation, overthrow, quote for quote, Nick bag versus a bag of dope. Really don't matter, I wanna vote. You can talk that shit while I'm not around. You set them up and I knock them down, I handle biz. Is what it is, I'm just doing me. Stacking it up, talking all crazy, backing it up. Pants hanging on my ass, pants sag too much sun. Wait for the days of bagging up. Don't forget wild and acting up, I can't let it go, I ain't had enough, yeah. So don't you worry how I get mine. Never come off it, it's called the grind. In two times, D to the E, M to the R to the I to the C to the K. That's the government name, ain't nothing to hide or much to explain. I smoke weed, I drink liquor, I fuck bitches like you do. Maybe not, I'm an 80s baby, flow crazy hot. 808 in your parking lot and they loud too. Don't adjust your dive soon, we locked in to be knocking. It's not an option, we cannot lose. You pocket watching, you need to stop it, that's something that you can't do. Say you real, but you contradict. I'm confident I'm gonna conquer this. Ask your folks on each continent. Shit, I'm confident.
convince you incompetent. All your homeboys like, fuck that nigga. Your baby mom's like, I fuck that nigga. I'm from where hood rats be like, you get money, girl, you better cuff that nigga. Don't get in the ring, blood on the court, I be killing your team. This shit is extreme, my shit is so dope, I'm supplying the fiends. Niggas so big it don't fit in my jeans. Get off it, Lord, give my dick some room to breathe. Don't suffocate this fool for thought, so stuff your face. Judging the jury, nigga, fuck your case, fuck your life. Mad at me like I fucked your wife. Probably did, was that slut your wife? Oh, the hoe from around the way, she get fucked on sight. It ain't no way that I can help you out. Don't let another nigga bail you out, cause I was told a long time ago. Talk to your closest folks to be the ones that'll sell you out. Look, niggas better pay homage. So much drive, nigga, check my mind.
If you a hatin' ass nigga, be quiet. If you a 100 nigga, make noise. If you a gold digger, bitch, don't try it. If you flying, got your own, make noise. We in here, you know about us. Bad women, all around us. Brothers with the bang that ain't afraid to sound. And I'm so high for the state, baby. Rich kid party, cause a rich kid party get high. We got the bell, we got the henny and the smelly. We got plenty and many women, pick whoever you like. We going stupid, Nana rinse another exclusive. New shits, all in my ear like Q-tips. This is a vibe called Quest. I'm high more or less, no stress. Throw smoke, exhale, oh yes, feels better than raw sex. No, I'm lying. The feeling is inspiring when we light up like sirens. Cheaping like a tyrant, the opposite of violent. Unless you get me vexed and catch a knuckle to your eyelids.
Yeah. If you don't know how I was raised, nigga, you wouldn't understand. Not at all. North Philly! Six of us in a two-bedroom apartment. Figure it out. I'm just a nigga on a mission. Started out a kid, lot of ambition. On my birthday, never got what I was wishing for. Daddy wasn't dead, shit, I didn't miss him though. Didn't blame him either, it was the norm to us. I mean, none of my friends had daddies either. I was raised by Erie Avenue. We young niggas carry burners, they'll bury you. So at a young age, I learned to fight for mine. Cause I wasn't gonna be that scary dude.
No.
Getting picked on, getting fucked with. It happened one time. I was like, fuck this. I went to Zeddy house, got his brother 38. Ran back around that corner, set them niggas straight. I tell you, from that day on, the mole head said he ain't the nigga to be prayed on. Turn 18, shit. I would walk up on the corner and none of them niggas stayed long. And I ain't lying, kid. I had that iron stick. And my heart fucking bigger than a lion's is. From a city where they kill you, you don't mind your biz. Never trust a nigga asking you what time it is. Understand the rules, that's a Jimmy move. Act a fool, I got this tool that I plan to use.
They don't know where I'm from.
Y'all niggas don't know where I'm from. Y'all niggas don't know what I've done. Yeah, what up?
They don't know what I mean.
You know I come from a real good life. What that mean though? I stick to all you niggas. Yeah, I ain't got the average rapper story. Came up with both parents, they was clapping for me. High school graduate, college course dabble with. Still not enough to save a nigga from the savages. Yeah, you could blame it on my bloodline. All my uncles throw coke, crack, or heroin. Yeah, my eldest brother still a user. Mama still cry, but keep faith in that loser. God, the truth hurts, but it's my saving grace. Niggas cut their nose off just to fight their face. Niggas get their bros up just to dodge a case. I was knocking O's off through my Jordan phase. High school with a pistol like it's high noon. Ransacking stash spots like a typhoon. They flood niggas with they work like a monsoon. I weigh coke on that scale in my mom's room. Push.
They don't know what I mean.
One man back and hold before he
and go into attack mode. Now I don't gotta come back. I keep my strap on, and I suggest you too. Keep your all black on.
Yeah.
Wear it a year straight. Party wear, air of the year straight. The been a walk wouldn't clear gate. Let's get the air straight. Man, I've been running this town since Randall been scrambling for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Since D Dawkins broke the glass, took the fuckers down.
Yeah.
Lil Rassi caught with Ann and Buck was round. Craig Haynes and them, Lonnie Dawson, Sam Christian, Bo Baines and them, Ron Harv and them. Man, I'm hot from the same cloth as them. If not the same texture, Dawkins, of course it's them. Of course it's them. Broad Street boss and them.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing something across your brim. You can think about it.
Think about
sit back and ponder on it. Like, you play with strays and ticks and wind up on you. I remember days when niggas used to slide up on you. Tell you get down and you knew what to do. 50 shell cases found, that's just from the zoo. G-Lock with a lad in it. Plastic bag with your blad in it. And your shit too. Big dog, you some shit too. It ain't shit that's up and then clip or rip through. A
they
nigga I be dick to.
They don't know what I've done.
Yo, peace, what up, it's homeboy Sandman, alright? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk, you understand? This is what I'm talking about, Friday 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this LS. Son, peace.
Word up, MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk. Don't forget, we're going to be making some big announcements in the upcoming weeks, so tune back in and follow us on Twitter at MCMI Report. And you also can go to MCMIReport.com. And if you want to hear all the last 50 episodes, all the archives, you can just click on the radio item on the menu, and you can see all of our last joints. So LR Blitzkrieg, any last shout-outs before we end off the show tonight? Your mic's not on. There you go.
Yeah, no. No, we're good.
Just, cool. So we'll
shout out to me for being fresh. Fuck everybody else. Fuck
and,
your
shit. Shout out to DJ Fritz and all the other people that are going to be at the Stone Brown Barbecue. Combat Jack, Imagine the Comedian, a few other people.
Mr. Max will
Dennis
be there.
Mitchell on the board. Word. Dennis Mitchell on the boards. Mr. Mech will be rocking. There's a whole bunch of other artists rocking, but I don't really want to give you a long rundown. Just go look it up on Facebook, you know, Stone Brown BBQ. And we'll be hitting you with some free music at that event also. So you're going to be getting kind of like a soft launch of the Love Is mixtape. We haven't done a release event for it yet, but we're just going to, you know, bless people with the new music. Only if you're at the barbecue.
Come get you one.
That's about it. Or MCMI.
Come get you one.
Is site. So we got 2 minutes, you know, we could, you know, have a long debate about something, you know, or could play another joint. What do you think?
I'm done, man. Call. I'm playing this J. Cole joint. We out of here.
Cool. Shout out to James who's listening in the 843. We see you.
Bird.
All right, hit him with that new. You gotta ask Jake One for the beat though. I don't know if he's gonna be cool with letting me. I don't know, man. It's really some album shit that we just taking it up.
Yeah, winning schemes for my summer dreams. Winning seems to become routine. It's my thing. Underdog, never under y'all. I touch down in your city like 100 yards. Dash, never punt it off. Last thing I need is 4 downs. My baddest just graduated from Georgetown. Grad school, cause a nigga like I'm grown up. I'm seeing rappers in the gym trying to tone up. I'm seeing rappers on the road, no one's shown up. I feel partially to blame, let me own up. I'm sorry, brand new Ferrari. Really though, I'm just frontin'. I really don't mind discussing that Bugatti and Beyonce video was just for stuntin'. Scared to master gas, cause if I fucked around and crashed, that would've been my ass. That whip is about $1 million cash. And dog, I just got rich. How you gonna take $1 million from me, dog? I just got this. Came a long way from that weak ass advance. Was in the Honda on the LIE passing fans. Wasn't about the money then, cause he had the fans. Built it from the ground up, no hit singles. Just a lot of fucking gifts, nigga, no Kris Kringle. Cold. I'm the reason that your old bitch single. Gave a dick, made a whole shit tingle. You won't feel me. Born sinner, doubt this diamond chain gon' heal me. Lord, let me kill the game and pray the game don't kill me. More time before I die, bitch, believe that. These rappers rich as fuck, but don't know where they seize at. It's a shame, niggas lame, this is fame for ya. I gotta be the only one that didn't change for ya. I saw you sorting through trash and brought change for ya. Open up they lane, do I gotta say names for ya? And I ain't even flexing, plotting on that warm up too. I'm just stretching, fourth quarter so much due. But fuck stressing, I just step into the ring and do my motherfucking thing. My motherfucking thing. Fourth quarter so much do, but fuck stress, and I just step into the ring and do my motherfucking thing. While they kill these niggas, man.
Woo! Gifted! Yeah, spring cleaning, but I'm winter frigid. And with this summer album, got me booking all them bitches. Till I'm bored with bitches, my parking garage official. Boy, I play with foreign, then I feel just like a Kawhi Leonard. God-given talent, mama gave me passion. Got me a Rihanna feature, y'all should see my demographic. Copy us, tap me up, rapping niggas that got me fucked. Happy niggas is carbon copy, painting a nigga would be redundant, right? I'm just trying to shed a bunch of light in a country where niggas follow models and hype. You know, trends and that shit. Niggas wearing leather down in 110. Just a classic ass nigga rapping circles around these squares out of shape when I ain't tripping. Shoe game prolific, this Hublot with ticket, this Ron Simmons, me Richard Simmons, go Google the differences. I maneuver the industry, viewers against me. I ride with shooters, but truthfully trying to get loot out of Disney. I'm high, I'm stripping, I'm fried, forgive me, the shroud, he with me. A cold word, a fine slide by your chimney, we gifted. Trying to distribute what a lie has given me. Listen to some of the bars and synagogues who are godless opinion. Dig it. And lame as terrorists, man, these lames can't contain these words. New slaves we were, we was shut down, we was not proud for those things we stood. Till I bust out, then bust down that chain, we good. New black soul, new black soul, new black soul. Ain't shoot my horn, but I'm the new sad smoke. This bitch, them 2-2 with a Tupac flow. You niggas think too slow, you Pikachu, but I'm Picasso. Peepock door, got a deep mind, so I free my quotes. Peep my approach, I'm thinking more like Leo Go. Come see my show, this shit look like that door not broke. This hoes on hold, I'm sure I'm about to know like folk. You pee my ears, replace me, then that 4-5 show. And I'm just saying, if I don't make it, I still be my folks. Still, I keep shit real. I ain't never been a sucker, though. Gold albums on my bronze game, fucking stupid. And I'm fucking do it. New legend shit got me juiced. Do ever want problems with alarm and come find me pursued. Remind you of a time there was knowledge and music. And I do it for the niggas, they promise the future. So, new black soul, new black soul, new black soul. And any bitch that got me twisted only grew my fro. Yeah. And it's like that, right, right. And it's like that, right. Get there.
You're listening to MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk with my man GMS and LR Blitzkrieg. Don't be stupid, man. Listen, man. Don't be a dummy, man. It's your boy Mozzie. Sole Purpose all day.
Look at him, look at him. Listening to MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk with LR Blitzkrieg and GMS. They're my brothers right there. It's the Wicked Wild Child. You are now tuned in, which means the others is tuned off. MCMIReport.com, MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI.